Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to the hit show Beyond Proof Radio with Angie, redefining death and loss on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Are you struggling with loss? Are you willing to challenge everything you've been taught about life and death? Beyond Proof Radio is a space that explores beyond current self-limiting beliefs surrounding loss, offering radical healing, which will come from the least likely of places. Join Angie on her journey, which includes science, medicine, and spirituality, proving that the body is merely a shell of our soul. It's possible to create an amazing life from the depths of pain. It's your life. It's your choice. Now, here's your host.
Welcome, my beautiful listeners, to another episode of Beyond Proof Radio with me, your host, Angie Corbett Kuiper. And today it seemed fitting with the emails that I've received from several of you regarding, Angie, how do I recognize that my son or daughter or mother, father are still around without seeing them? And I got an email yesterday, and it was almost perfect timing, and I tried to respond back. So Michelle, if you are listening, please email me with your email address so that I can send you a book. And this email was, and I'm going to cry, guys. I have woken up for the last year begging to wake up from this nightmare. March 21st, 2018, I sent my two sons to the dentist and they never made it home. I am in search of finding my purpose. Why them? Why not me or my husband? I believe in God's credentials. I love that, by the way. And praying isn't enough. I need more if I am going to continue to wake up every day, even though I know it is one day closer to being with them. This was such a perfect timing, although sad, but being able to find those moments of joy right now, just tiny little moments of joy that make you smile in between the time of just devastating grief. And two weeks ago, I had Joe McQuillan on, who had written the book, My Search for Christopher on the Other Side. And I would like to send you this book. And then anybody, I've got one more copy if you are interested in receiving this. This is one of my favorite books because here is a no-nonsense kind of guy that walks us through from the pain, the debilitating pain, loss, and then the miracles, the signs that our loved ones are still as close as we wish them to be. It is a choice. And I'm going to read from his page, chapter 4, which I did a couple weeks ago as well, but it fits. And he says, "Let me take a moment to explain that my journey to the other side in search of Chris has been nothing short of amazing. I have been given indisputable evidence that he is not only okay, but his spirit is often with me. He's there when I golf, when I drive in my Jeep, and when I sit at his grave in conversation with him. He has sent me signs and has played me songs to let me know he's around. But you need to know that none of that can repair the hole in my heart. None of it can equal a hug, a smile, or an I love you, Dad. I have come home from encounters and readings feeling a great knowing we are still together in spirit. However, there is always the eventual deflating feeling that follows. Having his spirit is all I've got, but please understand that it's not the same and will never be until we are together on the other side." I love this. I believe the majority of this. However, I don't believe we have to wait until the other side. And I'll give you all an idea or an example of what I had just come across with Nick. And I believe we all have to mourn. We have to grieve. I did not want this to be a lifestyle for me. So to me, it is a process, like Suzanne Giesman, author of Still Right Here, had said, this is a process. But I find more days of joy waking up in the morning, wondering, childlike wonderment, what is going to be the sign that Nick or Jan, my two men, are going to share with me. I want to share with you all Meister Eckhart's quote. And I love this. He said, if the only prayer you ever say in your entire life is thank you, it will be enough. If the only prayer you ever say in your entire life is thank you, it will be enough. And I believe that getting to a point of believing that I'm more thankful for what I had than I lament for what I don't have. So thank you, Nick, for being my son. Thank you for the 20 years I got to be your mom. Thank you for hugging me and telling me how much you loved me before taking your life. Thank you for being such a wonderful friend to everyone. Thank you for making us laugh. Thank you for your music. Thank you for your kind heart and your art. Thank you for the gifts you have left behind so that each time I look at them, I'm reminded of you. Thank you for being an amazing son. Thank you for showing me every single day that you are still right here. Thank you for proving to me every single day you are still right here. And I love that because it allows me to live more in gratitude for what I have and not lament what I have lost. I believe that if we want to communicate with our loved ones, we absolutely have that ability if we want, and that is the key. It is our choice. I also believe that there is a belief that we are able to communicate. And this is really the most difficult step. I hear a lot of followers will write me and say they'll do anything to believe that they'll do anything they can to communicate with their loved one. However, when it comes down to the brass tacks of it, that's not the case. So we have to be really, really careful what we want and what we don't want. We may be happy and content believing that our loved ones are gone, that we'll be joined in heaven one day with them. Or we can, with a childlike curiosity, start digging through the sand like we used to paint, start researching, finding things that bring us comfort. And here I have to say that it is our belief systems that keep us from peace and from calm, I believe. You would not believe how many emails and voicemails that I receive wondering if it's okay, because it's not what we've been taught. And so I will give you all a couple of examples of, and I thought this was so fitting with being in the present moment. What do I actually mean by that? Do you ever find yourself asking your loved one for a sign, a simple sign? And I think where some of us, where I went wrong is I wasn't asking. Nick, give me a sign that you're okay. Jan, give me a sign that you're okay. Now I don't even have to ask, but it's starting to open my eyes through the tears and realize that they've never left. And so here's just a tip. if you are worrying about the past or lamenting or grieving so much in the past of what you've lost, or you're so worried about tomorrow, what am I going to do? How am I going to go forward? We miss those opportunities to have our loved ones speak to us. I don't care whether it's a coincidence, whether it's labeled a sign, a symbol, whether it's really them. What's important is, did it make a difference in my life right now? And so we're coming up on break in a couple minutes here, but I want to share with you one of the most significant signs I may have lost when, or may have missed, because I was worried about yesterday and concerned about tomorrow. I'm going to share with you all one sign that I got from Nick, which was really kind of neat. This was the beginning of February, and I wanted to change the name of my company from Beyond Grief to Beyond Proof. And so I went to GoDaddy, and I thought, gosh, it's probably going to be taken. And so I'm Googling Beyond Proof, and it was available, but not by GoDaddy. It was from another, it was on another name server. And that name server was NS3 after, whoops, sorry guys, thought I turned that off. It was the name server, NS3.afternick.com. Afternick.com. To me, that was a clear indication that changing the name from Beyond Grief to Beyond Proof was what I needed to do and wanted to do. When we come back, I'll share with you another message that I got from Jan. When we come back, thanks for joining me, you all, for this show today. Talk to you in a few.
If you have a sense that you are meant for more, join Heather Allison every third Tuesday at noon Pacific as she explores an ancient, forgotten energy within us and helps us access our original archetypal blueprint. The Golden Path will help you remember the key to unlocking your life, love, success, and magic you were meant for. A key to unlocking your Golden Path. Visit heather-allison.com.
Learn and explore fascinating and practical uses of essential oils, how to use them, and how they can enhance your everyday life. The Oil Lounge was founded by three remarkable women with fascinating stories about how essential oils changed their lives. Tina and Laura from The Karmic Path have joined forces to educate the masses in the benefits of Young Living essential oils. For more information, visit theoillounge.com.
Goddess Light Shamanic Healer Brie Gibbs guides us through the ascending worlds, bringing forth knowledge and truth. As a light creator, she is here to provide new information needed at this time in our evolution. Join Brie as she shares messages from guides, spirits, ascended masters, goddesses, and more. Tune in Thursdays at 3 p.m. Pacific for the Dr. Brie Show, The Goddess Emergence, and live the authentic life.
Are you ready to finally feel empowered and knowledgeable in your political stance? Let Marsha Padilla Goad educate you on exactly how important grassroots advocacy is in a relatable way to all perspectives. Tune in to Grassroots Advocacy Radio with Marsha every first Tuesday of the month at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Visit DynamicsInPublicAffairs.com.
Have you been searching for a push to step out and share your gifts with the world? Allow Charlene Hess to empower you to start shedding the layers of your ego that are holding you back and begin feeling connected to your heart so that you can shine your unique divine light and share your gifts with the world. Tune in to The Charlene Hess Show, Living on Your Heart's Edge, every first and third Friday at noon Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit CharleneHess.com.
often ask, what does it mean to thrive? On Thrive by Jen Radio, it means body confidence, mind fulfillment, and soul synchronicity. Create synchronicity with God and learn as Jen shares action steps and real stories that will inspire you to be unstoppable in fulfilling your purpose. Tune in live each Monday at 8 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit JenniferZellup.com to thrive with Jen.
Welcome back, my beautiful listeners, to segment two. I kind of left y'all on a cliffhanger there. Let me finish my DNS management beyond proof message. It was interesting that, and I was sharing this with Kat on break, that, you know, when on your cell phone where it will say, you know, 2007 on this day, and it pulls randomly from your photos and it'll just bring up a photo. Not only did it show the DNS management beyond proof using my custom name server, ns3afternick.com, it showed a picture 12 years ago when Nick would have been 8 years old. And he was sitting on two of my bar stools, putting one in front of him and then sitting on the other and acting like it was a horse. And I'll be posting that as soon as I start posting things. You all will be able to see that. But these are the kind of signs that continually present because I've kept an open mind. And now I don't even have to ask. But if you are all just still through that grief and still through such pain, ask. Our loved ones are waiting to hear from us, is my belief. And I believe that because through my own experience, that is what I was led to believe. I had somebody say to me, a friend, Angie, he wants to speak to you. And I started just, you kind of look whack when you're talking like, hey, Nick, are you there? Are you okay? But all of a sudden, they'll present with signs that only you will know. And they're unexplainable to anyone else. And they defy logic, actually. Anyway, so before break, I was telling you one of the biggest signs that I received to speak about present moment awareness was with Jan. And I ask you again, if you've lost a loved one, do you find yourself asking for signs, but you're lamenting the past, what they were, who they were, how much you miss them, and then worrying about how am I going to go forward, and how we cannot be in the present moment and in the past and the future all at once. We are only here right now. Yesterday is gone. Tomorrow has not yet happened. So I was on the golf course walking one day, just, and I took my shoes off and I was just walking in the grass. And I remember looking up and the Sandia Mountains are right in front of me. This is in Albuquerque. And to the left, there is what is a kind of a marker, a historical marker that marks La Luce Trail. And it was where Jan had asked me to marry him back in 2011. So I'm walking and I was lamenting. I was hurt because to scale maybe 5 inches on the other side of a loose trail, there's the tram. And right there at the water towers is where my son Nick took his life. So I wasn't in the present moment. I was walking in the grass and I was sad that I was missing Jan and I was sad that I was missing Nick and why did you and why come and how come and where, and I totally missed the hawk feather, and I'm holding it in my hand. I missed the hawk feather, and whatever happened, it was that moment, and I turned around and I was probably, I want to say 20 feet. And I turned around and I went back and picked it up. A hawk feather to some would be very trivial. And a hawk feather is trivial. A feather, in fact, can be trivial. Except no one knew, except Jan and me, the day, the last day that I saw him alive, we were in bed, sipping coffee, reading, and out the window, a big hawk flew into my little tiny bird bath. And we both took our iPads and we started videotaping this hawk that flew into the bird bath. These are the signs that I'm trying to tell you all that are all around if we allow. And so, and they become more and more and more. And if you listen to my program Still Right Here, it was with Suzanne Giesman, the author of Still Right Here. This becomes a daily, a life occurrence where we can incorporate our loved ones in our life and that they're here. They're not somewhere else. I think religion has done a huge disservice to those of us who have lost loved ones. Because I was taught and just taught what to believe, who to believe, that I was maybe a disobedient servant. I was taught by my school what books and to read and what music and movies were deemed appropriate. I was told who was a good influence and then forced to spend time with those people who did not have my highest and best interest, but I was too young. But I felt that they didn't like me. But I didn't have a choice. We did what we had to do to survive our childhoods, most of us. We were to be seen, especially in the 60s, most of us seen and not heard. I'm going to say this twice, and I'm going to repeat it. I'm going to say it twice. What I've learned about life has been defined by my experiences. My beliefs have been a result of my experiences, not yours, not yours, not yours. My beliefs have been a result of my experiences. And they have changed. Oh boy, have they changed. A 180. But I've also learned that there are many paths, many teachers, each offering different guidance, different resources for different life experiences. So 30 years ago, I didn't need the tools that I needed now that have given me hope. And they've given me solace and they've given me peace. One book did not have all the answers for me. It was so many other teachers that have been put in my path. We have no problem evolving from kindergarten to first grade to college to graduate school. But when it comes to our belief systems, we're still back. I was still back in kindergarten, hoping that those same lessons or those same teachings would apply to what I was experiencing today. I didn't get rid of everything I learned. I added to it. And so I've too found that prayer was not enough for me. I wanted answers, and any parent who has lost their child, as Joe McQuillan so eloquently wrote in My Search for Christopher on the Other Side, and Suzanne Giesman, and the hundreds of others that I'll be interviewing, it made us grow. It has allowed us the opportunity for this amazing. And so I challenge what I've learned about death is that they can't communicate with us the way we would like in their earth suits, I like to call them. How do we recognize it's really them? Their souls will speak to us. Nick hasn't lost his sense of humor. I will give you an example of that as well. Nick's favorite place was up on the Sandia Mountains by these water towers, and it was a favorite place for him and his friends to hang out. He also chose that was the place where he would take his life. And some people were not able to go up there because it was a memory, and it was a sad memory to some. But my son, Zach, my younger son, Zach, Nick's brother, and I chose to go up there just a few days after. And it was tough for me. I don't think if it weren't for Zach, I wouldn't have gone up there. But I'm so glad that I did. Because when we got there, I looked under the rock where he had taken his life. And there was a faded paper butterfly. And I wanted so bad to go in and grab it. Remember, this was just a few days after he died. I wanted to just grab it so bad. And it was hidden with all of these. It was thorn bush. And I said, Zach, get it. No, Mom, I don't think we were supposed to get it. I think we're just supposed to see it. And I loved that he said that. The second time that we went up there, we were coming down, and this is now the second time. You guys, I look to the left of the path, and there's this big crack down the middle of this rock that I had never seen before. Nick's sense of humor shines through almost every day. He does something that we know it's him. But I have to be in this moment. Not just sitting still, I can be doing anything. I can be flying out of an airplane. But our hearts have to be in this moment to recognize those soul spirits, their paths. And so, yes, nothing will ever take away my desire to hug him, to look in his beautiful green blue eyes, to hold him, to smell him. But I know that he is still here. And I have about 1 minute of break before I go on. When we come back, I want to share with you, and it'll give me time to go grab my dream journal, because this is also was one of those aha moments. Anyway, when we come back, thank you all for joining me today as we delve through how to recognize our loved ones in spirit. Thanks. Be back soon.
How to achieve wellness in all areas of your life? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Signs of wellness are a capacity to love and ability to nurture, a sense of purpose, a good sense of humor and plenty of fun in your life, a concern for others and a respect for the environment, a conscious commitment to personal excellence, a sense of balance and integrated lifestyle, and capacity to cope with whatever life presents. Well, people enjoy their lives and want them to last as long as possible. That's why the wellness mindset usually accompanies other constructive, healthy lifestyle habits. By adopting a wellness mindset and behaviors like eating well, taking the right nutrition for the body, exercising, and saying affirmations are just a few things to structure a healthy system of values and beliefs. I will be your wellness coach to help you achieve a wellness lifestyle. Call us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Do you know how powerful your thoughts and beliefs are in determining your experience of your life? Is it really true that simply by changing some of the words you use in your day-to-day language, that you can change your life? I'm Megan Edge. Join me on Playing on the Edge, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host, Dr. Pat, on Transformation Talk Radio. I look forward to seeing you there.
To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Do you want the knowledge and wisdom to understand where spirituality, science, and psychology intersect? Then join the Karmic Path Radio Show with Tina and Laura on TransformationTalkRadio.com Thursdays at 4 p.m. Pacific. Follow this charmingly, disarmingly dynamic duo as they explore how psychic ability, spirituality, and karmic law tie together. For more information on Tina, Laura, and their groundbreaking work, visit thekarmicpath.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome back, my beautiful listeners. As we were heading on break, I started to tell you about my dream journal. And, or maybe I didn't, but I got it. It was really, really interesting. And any of those of you who have lost and are interested in connecting with your loved ones, I would suggest keeping a notebook next to your bed and documenting some of the things, the dreams that you have that may or may not seem significant. And I'm going to share with you, I started my dream journal October 18th of 2015. And it was interesting because Jan was still alive. Nick had just died a few months, 5 months prior. And when I heard a medium had spoken to me, James von Prague, he had said, well, your son wants him, you know, ask him if he had a dream in this park. And most of us will totally disregard a medium if they don't get everything exact. And I think that's what death has taught me more so than anything. Nothing. Don't be legalistic. I shouldn't say don't. I'm not telling you what to do. I chose not to be legalistic. My whole life, I was legalistic. It had to be black and white, right and wrong, good, bad. Once I experienced death, nothing was black and white anymore. And I chose to be content in the gray areas. And so mediumship was not something I'd ever even thought about. When James von Prague in the early 90s, I've shared this on several of my programs, in the early 90s, it was out of sheer morbid curiosity. Little did I know that he would have such relevance in my life, and I'm trying to get him on my show. James, if you're out there, please come on. I think I'm the biggest commercial for him. My point being is it took 2 years after a message James had said, if I would have taken it literally, going back into my dream journal 2 years prior, it was me who had the dream. And so, yes, a medium may say, but all of a sudden they may say, oh, it was a him or a her. And all of a sudden, if it's not exactly what we believe, then we X them off and we think that they're not valid. And so try, if we can, to see through and get the messages that are going to help heal us instead of trying to find ways to put these teachers down. And a message that I had gotten from Nick, it was interesting because, like I said, in my dream journal, I've got numbers, I've got symbols that I have seen. I write a lot and I get up as soon as I have that message and I write it in. But January 25th of 2019, I wrote in my dream journal, woke up and wanted to find this symbol. Found a symbol on December. Okay, so I said, I wanted to find this symbol. Hang on. What am I writing here? I don't even know. Yes, woke up and wanted to find this symbol. It was I-K-E-A. And back on December 2nd, I was listening to Jason Stevenson, repeat Jason Stevenson. If you're interested in any kind of meditation, reconnecting with a loved one is my absolute favorite. I've had more success with that one track that Amelia Schmelzer had written and Jason Stevenson had narrated. But I wrote December 2nd, Jason Stevenson floating amongst the stars. Nicholas was showing me a wooden necklace on a leather chain, and it was IKEA. And in my dream on December 2nd, I put a big question mark because I didn't know what that meant, IKEA. But then that necklace appeared again. I put January 25th, woke up and wanted to find this symbol. And I started from October 18th of 2015, and I'm flipping. I can't find it. I found it. And IKEA became very, it was amazing. And I just cried because I knew that it was Nick. And it was Nicholas who said, I know everything already. IKEA. So when we're patient and we just allow, instead of trying to force ourselves out of the grief, force ourselves to stop crying, force ourselves to find our loved ones, when we just allow, the answers come, or at least for me, they have come. And so going on, some of the first signs, the only signs that our loved ones are able to communicate that we will absolutely understand are through sight, sound, smell, touch, and taste. Have you noticed pennies in places that a penny wouldn't be? And so this is the way they communicate with us now. And I shared with you the sight of being the hawk feather. Well, that hawk feather was significant for me. It wouldn't be significant to someone, maybe not even you all. But to me, it was significant and it had meaning because that morning had meaning because that was the last time I saw Jan alive that morning through smell. And I believe, and I'm going to rattle my papers here. Here we go. Oliver Wendell Holmes Sr. wrote, memories, imagination, old sentiments, and associations are more readily reached through the sense of smell than through any other channel. And I will share this one with you as well. And this was kind of funny. In a June 2015 retreat, I was asked to go on a retreat with friends of mine. And I'm going to pause here for a moment. If you all are being invited to do things that you never thought you would do, that may lead to healing, I would strongly recommend just going. It doesn't mean you have to believe in it, does it? But find your own, find our own belief systems. And you'll be amazed because mine are nothing. Like I was born to believe. I believe that, okay, through the sense of smell. And I'll give an example. I have a very good friend who is a doctor of veterinary medicine, Adina Robertson. And thank you, Adina, for letting me use your story. And I'll be posting this on a YouTube because it's just so funny. We were at Papa Do's, and it's been several years since Papa Do's, since smoking's been banned. Years. All of a sudden, we're having dinner. And I just sit up. And I'm smelling something. I'm like, who's smoking? And I'm getting kind of like, Dina, who's smoking? I'm ready to call the manager because when you don't smell smoke at all, when you do smell it, it's very significant. It's huge. And she looks over her martini glass and she looks at me and she said, Angie, I don't smell smoke. I look like a crazy person, but our loved ones speak through the sound, the sounds and smells and tastes and touch. And sight, it was my mother-in-law. And I wouldn't have noticed that except in one, when I was with my friends and they had invited me to go listen to this mediums at one of our local restaurants. my mother-in-law came through. I wasn't even thinking of her. I was thinking of my husband, Jan, my son, Nick, hoping one of those would come through. No, she wanted me to know that she was around. And it was significant for me because so many people gave her such a hard time about smoking that I was the only one that would go hide with her. Like, if that's the joy, I'm not going to try to change her. But because she knew that I accepted her for who she was, she knew she could speak to me through smoke. That, to me, that was just bizarre. But I have a renewed relationship with my loved one. And it's to approach each moment and each day with a childlike curiosity. So I was just excited to know that my mother-in-law, Mary Ann, was in that restaurant with us. And thank God I had Adina there, because she was witness to the whole whack incident. I look crazy. I'm like, Adina, I'm getting ready to talk to the manager. It's really bothering me. I'm starting, you guys, and I had the sneezing, the sniffles, the stuffed up nose, all the triggers of an allergic reaction to smoke. No one was smoking, and no one had been smoking in that restaurant probably for a good, 10, 12, 15 years. So be aware. And we can do that through the tears, through the pain, through the grief. Each day, know that your sons and daughters and loved ones and grandmothers and moms and dads, anyone, your friends, they will present. And let's see here. We have got about one more minute. So before we get into anything else, I will give you all some resources. I would love for you all to share your stories. I've got another one I can't wait to share with you when we come back that happened this January as I was also working through changing my brand from Beyond Grief to Beyond Proof. And it was a message in an old email that I had received from Jan. And this I think will give you a little bit of chills as well. So when we come back, thanks for joining me. Our last segment to come. Thank you all so much for your time and your energy. And I'm hoping I'm giving a few pearls at least to ponder. Thanks. We'll be back.
Buzz for life, buzzed off, feeling ignored, invisible, and wondering if this is really all there is? The years go by faster as we gain momentum. You're halfway there. Are you gathering speed or puttering out? Hit your stride for the liberating half of life. Comfortable in your skin? You can do better than that. Tune in to Discovering You Again Radio every fourth Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific as host Susan Axelrod encourages listeners to decide what they want, get inspired to action, and face challenges head on. Host Susan Axelrod pulls no punches, encouraging you to grab the brass ring and soar. For more information about Susan, go to www.whatwillyourlegacybe.com.
Are you ready to create a life you'll really love? Then you'll want to tune in to the hit show Life Design Radio, From Adversity to Awesome with Susan DiLorenzo, live each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. No matter where you are in your adversity story, Life Design Radio has got you covered. Get ready to feel inspired, enlightened, and motivated. For more information about working with Susan, visit SusanDiLorenzo.com.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Are you feeling stuck in unhealthy habits, toxic relationships, or low self-esteem? Do you crave a healthy relationship filled with inspiration? You might just be on the verge of attracting your soulmate. Tune in each month to The Laura Richer Show, where dating coach Laura Richer and co-host matchmaker Peggy Bennett share tools for using your dating breakdown for a relationship breakthrough. For more information, visit richerhealinghypnosis.com.
If you're dealing with fear and anxiety, you've probably noticed that the more you fight these emotions, the stronger they seem to get. Dr. Friedemann Schaub, the author of The Fear and Anxiety Solution, explains that instead of suppressing, we need to identify and resolve the deeper, subconscious root causes of fear and anxiety. His personal breakthrough program has helped thousands worldwide to overcome their emotional challenges. To learn more, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com and schedule your free consultation with Dr. Schaub now.
Welcome back, my beautiful listeners, to our last segment. I hope that this has been an enjoyable show for you, just opening your minds to just a different possibility that you may or may not have thought about. I never thought that I was going to be here talking about this subject. Like most parents who've lost children, I thought I was going to outlive my son. And unfortunately, I didn't. And for whatever reason, a lot of things that I share with you are not coming from just me. They're coming from Jan. They're coming from Nick. It's wanting to share that there is no reason to remain in grief the rest of our lives. It is a process. Go through the process, but try. You're such a beautiful person on this planet to curl up and hide in the fetal position for the rest of your life, waiting so that you can be with them when you have that opportunity right now. And there has been such a discrepancy between science and spirituality, and as most of you know who are followers to me, I do not subscribe to any one belief, because what I found is it's been accumulation of all different beliefs and understandings that have led me to just this calm gratitude, knowing that I will have all the answers one day. But right now, I'm so content with knowing that there's this knowing. It's just a knowing. And it's not somebody telling me what I'm supposed to know. It's a knowing coming from the experience. And I do believe that science and spirituality are moving closer to more of a compatible and a complementary relationship. And it's consciousness. And what is that? It's an awakening. I felt I didn't know anything about the other side. I didn't know anything. And yet it now I feel I've got a more full rounded picture of the way I live life. And I look at everything now as more properties of light energy. And when we walk this earth, the love that I share, when I don't judge, when I'm not angry, when I'm not bitter, how big is that soul print? And we will recognize our loved ones by their energetic properties almost, if that makes sense. I had to get my head around this concept. It is like a vibrational. It's how big are you vibrating? Are you becoming, are you someone on the planet who brings love and kindness and joy? And where there is light, there can be no darkness. How big is your light? I was not able to believe this. Religion would not allow me to believe in this. I had to believe in one being, believe that he was my savior. No, I have to tell you, the deaths of my son and the death of my husband, two men that I love dearly, have given me more understanding and more compassion and kindness than I've ever experienced in my lifetime. And let me see, where was I going to go with this? I wanted to share with you all as well. If you are searching and you're looking, if somebody says something to you once or twice, you know, once maybe don't listen so much. If there's someone that you respect and they're saying to you, you need to check out this, you need to go listen to this. I said after I heard it 2 to 3 times, then I kind of woke up. Now I'm a little bit more quick. But I would recommend anything by James von Prague or Suzanne Giesemann. James von Prague is known as the pioneer of the mediumship moment. He's been doing the movement, sorry. He's been doing this for almost 30 years. He's the most accurate spiritual medium working today. And I'm going to say, look for evidence-based. How do we communicate with our loved ones? If you're interested in any kind of astral projection or out-of-body experiences, if you've ever thought, I want to connect with my loved one, how do I do that? Sacred Acoustics is with Karen Newell, the art of sound. She can bring us into those solfeggio frequencies that I've talked about before. And the one that is for, let me see if I can find it. Here it is. It is, sorry guys, it's somewhere in here. But it's the solfeggio frequencies, and it is 396 hertz, which is liberating guilt and fear, but it is also removing grief. So just listening to this one binaural beat had such profound impact on me. And I was able to ask my questions, a more intentional kind of living that I'm absolutely loving. And I'm able to share it with you all. Be on the lookout for those signs through sight, smell, touch, taste, hear, and listen to your loved ones when they speak, instead of being so caught up in the label that we give it. Is it a coincidence, or can it be synchrodestiny? Which is a coincidence, is what Dr. Deepak Chopra says, but it contains a purpose and a meaning. So before we leave, I've only got a couple more minutes. I'm going to share this one with you talking about synchrodestiny, because I've had a lot of, in fact, my friends, can't you just believe, Angie, in a coincidence that when a tree falls in the forest, that it's just a coincidence? Let me give you an why I don't believe that. So back in September of last year, or in June, we had fires up in Durango. It was called the 314 fire. Nobody really knew what that was for a while until they established that it was the number of fires Colorado had. I have a condo up in Colorado. I wanted to go up there listening to the media. They were shutting down tourism. The resort was shutting down. I took my air purifier. I didn't want to stay. I bought into all of the propaganda and all the negative. I got up there. It was beautiful. You could see scorches on the way up. But when I got there, I didn't want to stay in there just in case there was going to be smoke. So this 314 fire, I called the hotel, and it was about 8 o'clock at night. I said, I'm going to be there in about 3 hours. Don't give my room away. I was put into room 314. I'll share this too. Jan's in my apartment in Dallas that we shared both in Albuquerque. We had a home, Dallas, an apartment where he worked. 314 was the number of our apartment. June 1, when the fire started, was the anniversary date of the date that we got married. A medium in the UK had said, Angie, be on the lookout for two painted horses, one brown and one, what was hanging on the wind, the wall in my hotel room, two horses. They appeared 2 years after I was given this message. I'm leaving you with that. Be on the lookout. Don't take anything for granted. If it gives us joy, do we care where it came from? Thank you all for your patience, your kindness, and listening. I appreciate each and every one of you. I hope I've given you a few pearls, and we will talk to you in a couple weeks. Thank you. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you for listening to Beyond Proof Radio with Angie, redefining death and loss. Tune in every first and third Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com as Angie shares through choice, present moment awareness, and a willingness to keep an open mind about everything that anything is possible. Tune in every first and third Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com as Angie shares through choice, present moment awareness, and a willingness to keep an open mind about everything that anything is possible, even in death. For more information or to listen to past shows, visit AngieCorbettKuyper.com. That's AngieCorbettKuyper.com. See you next time.